Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday. Very excited to have you with us today. Well, we've got the show of shows for you. We're not going to let you down. We've got some great guests. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has filed the Missouri v. Biden case, working on that one, but also this week got involved in a very major investigation involving Media Matters and efforts to possibly go after Elon Musk and X. He joins us right now. Mr. Attorney General, great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You are a fearless defender of the First Amendment. Your state is, I think, creating some of the most important court precedents to protect our First Amendment rights in the 21st century. This new investigation with Media Matters, tell us why you opened it and where it's likely to head.
Well, first off, I believe in the right to free speech as a foundational principle of our republic. And so it's worth fighting for. And at the end of the day, we're in a fight against radical progressive tyrants who will lie, cheat, and steal to take that freedom away from Missourians and all Americans. And the allegation here is that Media Matters defrauded Missourians in a scheme to solicit contributions and then convert the money into a coordinated market manipulation in an attack on the last platform dedicated to free speech in America. And ultimately, that harms all Missourians. And so we're launching an investigation. We're demanding that they retain certain documents that we feel most likely to expose any lies, fraud, or manipulation and uncover the truth. And we're going to hold wrongdoers accountable.
Yeah, so important.
Absolutely. And sir, you've done an incredible job already of qualifying and creating the basis for these arguments. It's amazing to me because Media Matters, I mean, they are essentially a misinformation research group, and yet they manipulated the algorithm to actually substantiate misinformation. And that obviously affects the people of your state. So having qualified this argument, have you been able to quantify it yet as far as, because I know that Twitter lost Apple and a number of advertisers on their platform. Do we have a dollar amount?
Well, not yet. You know, at the end of the day, I think that's something we hope to find in the course of this investigation, exactly how many Missourians were negatively impacted by this. And we never know, may know the full number, but the corporations, the advertisers that are pulling out of Twitter at this point are pawns in Media Matters manipulation. Look, Media Matters, the whole organization is built on a lie. This is a radical progressive advocacy group that's masquerading as a news organization. And, you know, the allegation again here is that they took money from everyday Americans, everyday Missourians, and then used it to defraud advertisers on Twitter. That's a lie. The other lie and the allegation here is that the manipulation of the algorithms itself emphasized controversial speech and tethered that speech to advertisers in an attempt to bully Twitter and its advertisers. Why would they do that? The only possible reason is because they hate Twitter because they can't control it, because Twitter's the last platform dedicated to free speech in America. And that's why this investigation is so important, to protect Missourians and all of our constitutional right to free speech.
Yeah, it is. It's going to become, I think, one of the most important investigations in the free speech in a long time. It follows the great work you and your office has done in Missouri v. Biden. There's this interesting continuum in the history of this new era of censorship. First, we saw efforts of the federal government using cutouts, nonprofits to do its bidding to censor people. Now it looks like the battlefront has moved a little bit to try to demonetize people whose speech you disagree with. You want a big win against the censorship, the direct censorship, now that moves to demonetization. Are these efforts really connected at their core?
I think they absolutely are. And I think you're exactly spot on in your analysis. This is a new front in the war, in the fight to defend free speech in America. You're right. I mean, Missouri was first out of the gate on this issue, but we've been in the fight for free speech. You know, we've filed the lawsuit Missouri v. Biden, the most consequential First Amendment lawsuit in this nation's history, have uncovered a relationship of coercion and collusion between federal officials and big tech social media in a censorship regime targeting conservative voices and silencing conservative voices on big tech. We put a stop to it with a nationwide injunction that we've successfully defended twice, and we're now going to the United States Supreme Court on that case. We've also litigated against the gag order that they placed on President Trump to allow his core political speech to be heard by millions of Americans across this nation and here in Missouri as well. And you're right, this is the new front. They failed to obtain success through government censorship because we put a stop to it in court. And so now the war has shifted, and radical progressive advocacy groups are launching market manipulated attacks on platforms like Twitter or X in order to silence American voices. Again, they hate Twitter because they can't control it, and they're going to use every means at their disposal to take it out. And in this case, it's market manipulation and fraud. And so that's why we've got to investigate it. We've got to get to the bottom of it and protect Missourians from fraud, from manipulation, and from the lies and deceit.
Yeah, so important.
Yeah. And it is a new front. And I think that a new front necessitates new battle methods. And I was teasing at the top of the show what's happening in Argentina and the shrinking of their government. And when it comes to Missouri and your fight against the Biden administration, it's 3-0, 3-0. So you're doing very, very well. And we're also seeing in Texas the lawsuits regarding the COVID vaccines. And it seems that federalism is coming back into style. Do you think that that is happening and emerging, at least within the state's AG community?
Absolutely. Look, the 10th Amendment means something. And for your viewers, we'll certainly recall that the 10th Amendment says not any authority not explicitly given to the federal government or denied to the states is reserved to the states and the people of the states. That's got to mean something. And so you see this alphabet soup of deep state swamp rats at the federal agencies who are unelected and unaccountable to the electorate, who are making rules that have the full force and effect of law, then applying those laws to us and adjudicating disputes between ourselves and those agencies. Our founding fathers never contemplated there would be this unaccountable fourth branch of government. And it runs afoul of our democratic republic and our system of federalism. And state attorneys general are the vanguard in the fight against the rise of the deep state. And so that's why fights like this are so important, to reinvigorate the 10th Amendment and to stake out where that authority rests. And it rests with the people and the people of the states, not unelected federal bureaucrats. And we're going to stay in this fight and are committed to it. We've got 28 lawsuits pending against the Biden administration today. I'm confident we'll have more in the coming days, weeks, and months, because at this point, the administration seems to have the attitude that they get to do whatever they want until someone tells them to stop. Well, I'm happy to take them to court and tell them to stop. That's my job, to protect Missourians and our constitutional rights.
Yeah, and that you're doing a great job. There's just such a great record already of what you're achieving in the courts. I want to turn to something else that you're fighting for. You're fighting for the protection of children, particularly in this era of transgender ideology. Can you give us an update on the Washington University case? You've worked really hard in that case. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, and your viewers will recall my office received a whistleblower affidavit back in February of this year that set in motion a sequence of events that led to an investigation, a call for a moratorium, promulgation of an emergency rule, just to try to put some safeguards in place to protect children from this sterilization machine that was prescribing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones that cause powerful drugs that cause irreversible negative health consequences, or surgeries where the kids will never recover. And so at the end of the day, this is about protecting children. I want Missouri to be the safest state in the nation for children. Our investigation demanded certain documents from the clinic in St. Louis. We did receive a batch of documents, and follow-up investigation requested additional documents. And at first, the clinic agreed to turn those documents over, later decided that they didn't want to turn those over. And they're now using HIPAA as an excuse, but HIPAA has a carve-out for this kind of investigation. So it clearly doesn't apply here. And I have deep concerns that President Biden's administration has intervened and tried to encourage the clinic not to turn these documents over. And we're not gonna let President Biden and his army of federal bureaucrats stop us from protecting children here in the state of Missouri. And this investigation is gonna go on until we receive the documents and can hold wrongdoers accountable and ensure that the public knows what went wrong here so we can prevent it from ever happening again.
Yeah, important transparency for sure.
And incredible, anchoring their argument with HIPAA after 3 years of COVID, where HIPAA just didn't matter to anyone, it seemed like. I wanted to ask you, though, and get your opinion on Jack Smith's action today, seemingly circumventing all procedure, obviously dodging D.C. appeal, circuit court, blowing through any type of procedural scheduling or deliberations. Is this a Hail Mary for him?
Yeah, it appears to be. Look, there's clearly a two-tiered justice system at work here, I think. People have seen that. I mean, at the end of the day, is there no end to how far, there's no end to the depravity of the left and undermining the rule of law to attack political opponents. And this is really shameful. It's an embarrassment. And I think at the end of the day, the rule of law will prevail here, and the right thing will happen, and justice will be served.
Yeah, that's what everyone is hoping. Sir, real quick, we only got about 30 seconds left. Are you looking at President Biden's latest student loan thing to see if there are any other legal avenues? It seems like he's managed to get billions more forgiveness past the Supreme Court again.
Yeah. Well, as someone who paid for my school in blood, sweat and tears and service to our nation, I was proud to lead the effort to put a stop to his unconstitutional redistribution of wealth that attempted to saddle working Missouri families with Ivy League debt. And certainly we're always looking for opportunities to keep the federal government in its proper and constitutional role and not encroach upon the rights of the states or the people of the states.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit TNUSA.com/justnews. That's TNUSA.com/justnews.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back, America. Late last week, we saw an indictment unsealed right here in California. Yay, for once the news doesn't revolve around a homeless encampment burning up the freeway. Anyway, it charged Hunter Biden of dodging more than $1 million in taxes. And while then candidate and now president Joe Biden continued to tell the American people that he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings, and that there wasn't any ounce of evidence that Hunter committed any wrongdoing. Well, now, of course, we know very much otherwise. However, Joe Biden has repeated another statement when it comes to Americans paying taxes that I want you to take a look. Check this out.
I think you should be able to go out and make $1 billion or $100 million if you have the capacity to do it. But ask one thing, pay your fair share.
First of all, the creepy whispering is just a little too much, but pay your fair share. So lecturing all of us to pay our taxes, it seems like his own son couldn't follow instructions per the U.S. tax code. And tonight we have the perfect next guest for this ongoing conversation. Seamus Brenner is a director of research at the Government Accountability Institute and the author of a few books, a few of my favorite books, including his most recent, Control Oligarchs Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life. Seamus, welcome back to the show. Good to see you.
Hey, Amanda. It's good to be with you.
It's good to see you. So obviously that was a somewhat recent comment, but Joe Biden actually campaigned on going after tax cheats when he was out there on the campaign trail, alleging or pledging to hammer down on these folks. Do you think that he was including his son?
It's unbelievable. And it's good to see some justice. The wheels of justice turn slowly, but it's really infuriating. I know the News Not Noise viewers pay their taxes. Some people pay around 25%. What that means is you are working 3 months out of the year to fund the Biden agenda, whether that's the crony handouts via the climate slush fund and the Inflation Reduction Act, or the, you know, payments, ongoing forever payments to Ukraine. You're paying for that 3 months out of the year. But Hunter gets to dodge his taxes, at least for years. And what does he spend the over $1 million he dodges it on? Prostitutes, drugs, pornography, veneers. And so it's really an outrage.
Amos, it really is remarkable. And people who watched your great reporting over the last 4 or 5 years knew all this. The media seems to have suddenly got hit in the face with, like, oh, my God, where'd this come from? The indictment that came out was not only a repudiation of Joe Biden, but also the media, who tried to portray a lot of the things in this indictment originally as conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're shifting excuses, started with conspiracy theories, as they often do. You know, that shuts off the logic center in a lot of people's brains. We're like, oh, if it's a conspiracy theory, I better avoid it. Eventually, they had to actually answer for it. And so Joe Biden said, well, I've never talked business with Hunter. Then he moved to, well, I've never met with Hunter's business partners. He said Hunter never took a penny from China. And it's been one lie after another. And ultimately, we've arrived at, well, Joe Biden never got paid. And here's the thing about that. It actually doesn't matter. If you look at the statute,
that's
18
right.
USC, Section 201, Jonathan Turley had a great piece on this, the bribery statute. It doesn't require any money to have gone into Joe Biden's account. Now, we know that there were a stream of benefits to Joe, but again, it doesn't matter. It says anything of value for any official action. So the thing of value would be the $1 million a year Burisma paid to Hunter. And the official action, and we know, thanks to your great reporting, John, this was an official action. Joe Biden changed State Department policy. They said that Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor in Ukraine, was not a bad guy. He was actually doing good anti-corruption work. Well, Joe Biden officially changed that policy when he made the phone call demanding.
Oh, I think we lost.
Yeah, I think we may have lost Seamus here. Hopefully we'll get him back. He was making a really important point there, Amanda, when the knowing that Joe Biden was taking official actions to help his son, whether it was meeting with some of his clients at the National Observatory or at the restaurant, or when he fired Victor Shokin after the Justice Department, State Department said, hey, he's doing a good job. They deserve the $1 billion. He called an audible. That's the new word, the Washington Post said. And he changed that policy. Oh, yeah. I think we got Seamus back. Let's see if we can bring him back into the show. There he is. We lost you for a second, buddy. So you were making a very important point about Joe Biden changing policy when he leveraged the $1 billion to fire Shokin. Go ahead and continue.
Well, sure. I mean, we've never seen it before. We've never seen a vice president go out and leverage U.S. taxpayer money to get a prosecutor general fired in some faraway region like Ukraine. I mean, that's just odd in and of itself. And we knew that. You knew that, John. We've seen it, you know, for years we've seen how weird that policy was. But then Joe Biden gets on video and brags about it and says, you're not getting the billion unless you fire the prosecutor. He did that in his capacity as Obama's point man in Ukraine. And we know from the Devin Archer testimony, as well as some emails from Burisma executives, that they specifically wanted this official action. So whether the, you know, $1 million a year from Burisma to Hunter ever flowed into Joe's accounts doesn't really matter, according to 18 U.S.C. Section 201.
Yeah, good point.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, you know, these over $1 million in unpaid taxes, when you consider how much income that would be, it's a huge amount that I think a lot of Americans can't even relate to. But I think that a lot of Americans at the same time have already formulated an opinion about USA David Weiss. And it dates back to that sweetheart deal. And of course, the mixed messaging between he and Merrick Garland regarding whether he actually did have charging authority. But lo and behold, here in California, these charges come out. But with respect to the gun charges, the sweetheart deal, with respect to these nine charges, six misdemeanors and three felonies, there still seems to be a very deliberate, first of all, over 50 pages of explanation. John and I were talking about this last week. It is over narrated. And I think that that's probably a little bit of overcompensation for the past indictments. But it seems to me that these charges are very capable of isolating Hunter Biden and fencing off Joe Biden. Do you think that that's the aim here?
Well, everybody's remarked on the fact that there's nothing having to do with FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, right, lobbying. That, I mean, Hunter was essentially off the books FARA operation. The emails show that they didn't, you know, from the laptop, that Hunter and his associates, they didn't want to have to file under FARA, so they sort of outsourced some of the official lobbying work. But ultimately, the FARA would lead to Joe. And, you know, it's unclear. We know from the previous sweetheart deal that they were trying to keep this away from Joe. And we do know that this indictment presents a few benefits to Hunter Biden, namely that he doesn't have to testify, or if he were going to testify to the Oversight Committee, he'd credibly be able to plead the fifth and say, I don't want to mess with this new indictment. So I guess it remains to be seen. And we know Congress is hot on Joe's trail. It's important to keep the focus on Joe and, you know, what official actions he took and the stream of benefits that flowed to him.
Yeah, so important. Seamus, last week, Senator Ron Johnson came on the show. He revealed that six of the SARs listed Joe Biden's address as the origin of a suspicious transaction. Total of 12 million were flagged. Two crimes were raised as possibilities, human trafficking and money laundering. Then the indictment comes out literally 24 hours after Ron Johnson comes out, and it shows a period of time when Hunter is living at his father's home in Wilmington, Delaware, and he's not paying his taxes. Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, it's sort of a crime scene, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, in addition to all of these activities, on the laptop, there's a photo of that diamond that Yi Jianming from CEFC gave to Hunter. That was in Wilmington around the time. Now it was a few blocks away. But yeah, I mean, he was taking money from all kinds of foreign oligarchs, not to mention other problems that Joe Biden has with the classified documents. And so, you know, this is just another proof that this leads back to Joe.
Yeah, good point.
Seamus, we've just got a few minutes left. Today's the 11th. In 2 days, Hunter Biden was slated to come and speak before a closed-door committee hearing up on Capitol Hill. His attorney, Abby Lowell, has asserted that he's not going to show up. They say that it's out of line with procedure, which is funny because every other person and entity who's come up to Capitol Hill to testify, it's been exactly like this. It's not been a public hearing. What do you expect to happen on Wednesday if he shows and if he doesn't show?
Well, if he doesn't show, we know how the Democrats handled no shows. They brought contempt of Congress charges against, Republican people for the January 6th hearing. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I don't expect Hunter to testify, or if he does, he'll plead the fifth. That's what any lawyer would advise him, because it's not clear that Hunter Biden ever would have given anything good. They've shown quite a looseness with the fact, the entire Biden family. So if he showed up, he'd probably say things like, well, sure, people paid me lots of money, but they wanted to get close to my dad, but I wouldn't let them, and that kind of stuff. So, the Congress can continue its oversight duties with or without Hunter.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, America. With so much going on around the world, we often focus on those countries that are constantly in the news cycle, but there are very important lessons to learn from other nations. Our next guest tonight has served as the Director General of the Center for Fundamental Rights ever since it was established in 2013. And while we may know him as one of the main organizers of CPAC Hungary, his organization is publishing Dr. Shea Bradley Farrell's new book titled Last Warning to the West: Hungary's Triumph Over Communism and the EU. Dr. Miklos Szantho joins us now to talk about the latest successes, not only within his organization, but in Hungary as well. Doctor, it's a privilege to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
The honor is all ours, and I want to ask you about this book, Last Warning to the West, because we have seen a lot of things happening in Europe, and every time I see something happening there, I am very concerned that it is coming to our fair U.S. shores very, very soon. Talk to us about the importance of this book and why everybody needs to read it.
Luke, I feel if you were a little bit in the age of discoveries again, just in reverse. A few hundred years ago, Europeans from the old world crossed the ocean to explore the Americas. But now, American conservatives are coming back to Europe, especially to Hungary, to discover the Hungarian conservative recipe for success. And Dr. Shea Bradley Farrell is such kind of an explorer. But the story itself, which the book covers, it's not that extraordinary, because the Hungarian recipe is that we Hungarian conservatives, we try to stick to common sense. The only problem we have, and this makes our story so special, is that the whole world, at least the Western world, went insane. And while we are still part of the West, except for we Hungarian conservatives, we remained normal. So we are trying to stick to the three values of God, homeland, and family, We try to cultivate our Judeo-Christian heritage. We are very proud of our nationhood, our national identity, national history, and state sovereignty. And we are trying to protect our families and the children from this insane woke propaganda. So that's the Hungarian story in a nutshell. And if you want to know the details, of course, you should read Dr. Shea's book. What makes this Hungarian story so interesting for the whole Western world and for the American conservatives as well is that the deep state of Brussels, the deep state of the European Union, and the democratic administration in the White House is so frustrated about Hungary and about Prime Minister Viktor Orban is because we go against the liberal mainstream. That we cherish the three values of God, homeland, and the family, and this clearly goes against the liberal mainstream, and that is why they are so frustrated and so angry about Hungary. So it's not mm-hmm. some kind of democracy debate or rule of law debate.
Yeah, such a great thing. Sir, I can't tell you the number of times in the last couple of years that people have come up to me. They are immigrants to the United States from countries that lived under Soviet occupation. And they come and say, I came here to escape what I now am starting to find on your shores. Help me. Why is this happening? From someone who lives in Hungary, who lived through all of the Soviet era and the freedoms that arose after it fell. Is America losing some of its shine to those in Europe who value freedom?
Look, we know that there are different Americans. There are different faces of the United States of America. We do see and we do feel that this whole woke propaganda with the cancel culture, with the safe spaces, with the trigger warnings, is coming from the leftist democratic political side of the US, and accidentally now they are in the White House. And we do feel on the bilateral level that the Biden administration is so hostile towards the Hungarian right because of the reasons I mentioned to you. But we also know that there is a different America. There is the America of the people of common sense, of sane people, and the America, the United States of the Republicans and of Donald Trump. And I do remember when Donald Trump was in the White House, the American-Hungarian relations were excellent. And what was very important for us that despite the accusations about Trump from the liberal media, that he was always so, he always used some kind of militaristic wording and rhetorics. Actually, in reality, Trump brought peace to the world. And this is crucial and very important for us Hungarians because our history taught us that when the big empires began to fight wars against each other, then Hungary paid the price. But when there was peace and there was connectivity, then at those times, Hungary became some kind of a central hub between the West and between the East. And if I look at the presidency of Donald Trump, he brought the peace to the Middle East with the Abraham Accords. He did not launch any war during his presidency. And Vladimir Putin, for example, the Russians, did not dare to launch war during Trump's term, and we can see the results on the other hand of the Biden administration, which is full of wars, chaos, and decoupling. But we Hungarian conservatives, we are for connectivity instead of decoupling, and we are for peace instead of wars.
Right. Doctor, our audience is seeing some pictures of President Trump with your nation's leader, Viktor Orban. And, you know, there are a lot of similarities between the two leaders. I think one of those foundational similarities is a desire for a strong border, a very strong, fortified, welcoming immigration system, but strong borders. Talk to us about the success of your nation's immigration system.
Look, the Hungarian approach to this question. Let me give you the big picture. The Hungarian grand strategy for more than a thousand years has been about not to get absorbed by any of the big empires. And this grand strategy has different elements, different aspects. One is about sovereignty, how to protect state sovereignty. On one hand, of course, for example, nowadays, to protect sovereignty from the or against the deep state of Brussels, and of course to protect sovereignty at the borders. So we implemented legal and physical border protection in Hungary. And to tell you the truth, the best number of illegal migrants in your country is zero. And in Hungary, the number of illegal migrants is zero because the Hungarian border protection is so strict and the Hungarian legal environment around migration and the right to asylum is so strict. And another very important element that behind this whole idea of the European bureaucrats inviting illegal migrants to the continent Europe is to tackle the existing demographic crisis, demographic winter in Europe, with inviting migrants to the EU. But we Hungarian conservatives, we choose family protection and family policy instead of inviting migrants to our country. So the Hungarian story is much more about families, is much more about children instead or over the support of illegal migration.
Yeah, such an important thing. So we just got about a few seconds left. I want to ask you real quickly, what are the biggest issues in America that concern Hungary now? What do you see in America that really concerns you in Hungary?
A guy called Joe Biden and his ambassador to Hungary, who acts as a politician, not as an ambassador. And the idea or ideology behind Biden that concerns me, it's the woke ideology, because if there is something bad about the exports of the United States, I should tell you the truth, it's woke ideology. But we do hope, and I trust the saying or quote from Ronald Reagan, that we win, they lose. I do hope that both in Europe and both in the US next year, we conservatives, we will win and the left will lose. Please, Mr. Donald Trump, come back to the White House.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP Club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP Club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family
the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.